Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to 321 No Kidding. I am Bobby the Awesome. And today I'm going to chat with you one-on-one. I sometimes podcast for the reason of education, learning about wellness activities, interviewing some amazing guests and humans and trying to give them some exposure. Educating you, whether it's about the non-alc space or just general mindset, health, anything that goes into overall wellness. And then there's this other category where I podcast for me to process things. And I'm in one of those places. So I do this.
Hello.
Okay, so a neighbor stopped by and I got interrupted. So I'm back. So anyway, the reason I'm showing up for a solo show today is to kind of talk through some stuff. And obviously, I'm the common denominator if what I'm about to share happened a couple times. But as I was thinking about it this morning, I think there's some lessons in these stories I'm going to share and where I'm at. And I also know from my emotional and mental wellness, I need to get this out of my system. I'm literally laying in bed at night thinking about it, and have been for the last couple of weeks. And now that it's finally over, I need to make it over. So I just need to release it in a way that feels good. And to me, teaching some of the lessons I've learned or sharing some of the lessons I learned through these examples will make me feel better because then I'll have turned the pain into some sort of purpose. So what happened was, I was trying to collaborate with another business owner, and my intentions were about a win-win-win, we'll call it. And a couple weeks ago, when this first started, and this is probably the first lesson, the intuition and following your gut, I started getting a little uneasy. I noticed that my faith in this relationship wasn't as strong as I hoped. I felt lacking trust, and it was showing up in my body and in my mind. And if you've experienced this, and I've experienced it with people in my life, the guy, I've experienced it with an organization I worked for. So, and I try to ignore and I try to rationalize and I try to, I love the term expect the best, right? But that's what I want 321 to do is expect the best out of everyone. And a class that I've been taking recently talks about how we all make decisions out of love or fear. And I really want to make my decisions out of love, not fear. And fear was starting to take hold in this most recent situation. And the premise of this love and fear isn't just about my lens on the situation, but also understanding that other people are making decisions out of love or fear too. And that most decisions or all decisions, according to the coursework, was that they're all being made out of love. So the people are love their families, love themselves, love a certain quality of life, whatever they love that drives and motivates them to act certain ways in situations can all be true. Because I don't think any of the people in these situations are bad people. I think that there's some stuff that impacts me in ways that are harmful, but I don't think that was their intent. And quite honestly, I could keep it as harmful. The ball's in my court, right? Like I have full responsibility of my actions in these situations. And I have not been perfect the last couple of weeks. What, upon reflection, a couple things happened. One was that I showed up with emotion and the like anger, fear, all of that came through lower voice, like a louder voice. I was yelling. I was saying things that I probably wouldn't have said, even if I thought them. I was very vocal and very frustrated, and it showed. And there was no need for that. So I learned that Like, that's where some of my opportunity was. And I was like, what's driving this? And what was driving it was because I knew I should have got out sooner, or I should have never continued as soon as I started feeling that gut feel and that apprehension. I should have just listened to the signs. So I didn't get out soon enough. So I guess that would be the second lesson in this, is I should have gotten out sooner. And the same thing had happened. The scenario that came to mind that this re reminded me of the most was a couple years ago when I lost a really, really good job. And by really good, I mean it was in complete alignment with my skill set. I knew I could make a difference. It was great pay and freedom and opportunity, and it was just so in my wheelhouse. It came so easy and it was so fun, and I could have really, really helped the company. But it was out of alignment with my values. And again, the same thing happened. I got to a certain point and I showed up not being who I want to be. I want to be communicative. I want to listen. I want to find solutions. I want to be collaborative. I don't want to live from a place of ego. I don't have to be right anymore. I don't really give a shit about being right anymore, because what does that get you? What does it get me? Being right doesn't matter. Doing good matters. Making a difference matters. And that's where I get a little hard on myself, honestly. I don't want to, and I recognize that I could beat myself up and stay in it, which is part of why I'm here today. I need to get it off my chest. I need to I don't know if it's forgive myself. I just need to let it go into the ethers. And I thought sharing it, because maybe you're dealing with a situation that you feel maybe stuck, or you want to look for the bright side or the end result being so amazing. Because, like, if you can see the good in things, you can see how amazing it could be if XYZ. But here's the thing, just like the Serenity Prayer. Knowing what we can control and what we can't. I can't control how other people are participating in whatever the scenario is. And yes, I could have done a better job maneuvering the system, and maybe having a different outcome. Maybe the maneuvering would be manipulation, or not being my authentic self. And that's what happened in both of these situations. And I still have a third one that I haven't abandoned ship on. I know I should, and I'll speak to that in a second, but leaving the job and leaving this current situation were about not lining up with my value system and my guiding principles. I don't care if it's business. I want to be 1,000,000% transparent in everything. I have made it a few goals the last few years on my recovery journey. Not use the word hate, because I don't hate anything. I literally can't hate anything. I can't think of anything that's bad enough to hate, with some of my values of, like, love everyone, accept everyone. Like, everybody's on their own journey. They all do things through the lens of what they know, what they believe, what they've been exposed to. And I don't know those things. So it's not up to me to hate them. So I love everyone. And are there emotions sometimes that it's like, or judgment? Yeah, I'm not perfect. I still judge a little or disagree a little or those kinds of things. But ultimately, I really do. I love everybody, and I expect the best and want what's best. So I had to get out because we weren't in alignment. And even though business involves money and numbers and splits and all these things, if I can't be honest about it and I'm hiding something, or someone's not being honest and hiding things from me, then it's not a good foundation for me to be involved in. So that is why I bailed. Now, on a personal level, and maybe a lot more of you can relate to this, I have the same situation going on with the guy. It's been 7 years, 7 years. And my intuition, my heart, okay, so there's a couple body parts, I guess, involved here, but my heart believes that this man is in my life for a reason. And I have not dated or did anything outside the parameters of this relationship because my heart believes that this soul, this beautiful human, was put on this earth for me. Now, maybe, okay, maybe not maybe. I know in my gut that my relationship has served so many purposes, and maybe those have already been served. Maybe there's more lessons that are going to come out of it. Maybe I'm supposed to learn more. My intuition tells me I should really just cut ties and like move on. But that doesn't feel completely good, so I haven't made a move on that. I love this person, like unconditionally, like so scarily so. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have emotions or feelings, or I'm not triggered by some of the past along the way. But honestly, I would not be sitting here having this conversation with you. 3-2-1 would not exist without this person in my life. I would not be able to clearly see the difference between victim and taking responsibility. I would not have learned how to be vulnerable in a relationship. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Never mind the amazing experiences I've shared with this person. So there is some value, some strength. There's a lot of things I get out of this relationship that feel so amazing that even when my gut's like ding 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 ding, like this is going nowhere, Bobby. Like you watch, like part of what I love. So as you know, Blue October is my favorite band, and the lead singer, Justin, who's one of my favorite mentors, he went through a second divorce somewhere around COVID 2020, 21. And it wasn't public when he was going through it. And it's just now in the last year or so that he started sharing about it and telling the story that he thinks, well, I'm assuming, telling the story through his lens. And there's things he says and things he doesn't say, I'm sure intentionally. And he's getting a lot of feedback from some people because after the divorce, he ends up with a young lady that works for him. She's on the crew. She's gorgeous and she's a badass. And it's like she's 20 years younger than me. And it's like when I grow up, I want to be just like her. She's in a man's world. She's crushing it. She's a former Marine, served her country. And she supports her guy and he supports her. Now, I don't know the story of what really happened in 2020 and 2021 that caused the divorce with his second wife. And it's quite frankly none of my business. But what I do know is he had the courage, and this is what comes from the me first mentality. And this is what I mean by it. It's not about being selfish. It's about filling your cup up, your experience here on the planet, and making it the best it could be. He's in love with this girl. He knows he deserves to be happy. So if he wasn't happy in the second marriage or it had run its course, and oh, by the way, as you're on a personal discovery journey or you're on a recovery journey, you're learning and growing and changing every single day, every single day. And that's part of why I'm so drawn to him is because not everybody's capable of doing the work at their particular time. Not everyone even can recognize blind spots, whether in the moment or afterwards. That's why they're blind spots. So that's what really draws me to following him to the level that I do and really trying to live by his example. And that alone to me tells me that this relationship that I'm holding on to in some regards, and I don't mean it's very different now. I don't like drop what I'm doing. I don't jump through hoops. I don't any of that stuff. I do put myself in the business first, but it tells me that when it's meant to be, kind of, I don't know if that's too woo-woo, but like Justin made a decision to, for his happiness and didn't, I don't want to say didn't care about the consequences, but is accepting whatever consequences are there. And let me just tell you that he's still an amazing father and all of that thing, all of that stuff. Again, none of my business, but you could see. So if it was supposed to happen for me and the fella, maybe it should have happened by now. Or maybe this is the journey and it's supposed to happen later. It's all speculation. It's all speculation. I don't know how any of this is going to work out. I just have to remember to circle back and be like, take care, Bobby. Do what makes you happy. If it makes you happy and feel good to spend time with this person, spend time with this person. If it makes you happy and feel good to take a little step back, breathe, focus on the stuff you need to, be happy and do that. That's why we start the show with, I hope you're happy. Because I genuinely freaking mean it. And I want to be happy. I want you to be happy. And sometimes it's clear as mud what even makes us happy. So that's kind of what I wanted to rant about today. We all make choices. You know, yesterday morning, the shower went from hot to cold because somebody turned on the laundry. And I could bitch about it. And be like, rah, 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 I live with people and they turned on the water, you know, started a little laundry when I was in the shower. Here's the choice though. I made the choice to follow 3, 2, 1. I made the choice to stick to my ethics with the job I lost. I made the choice to spend the money along the way as I did to learn and to build my skill set and my mindset around my mission. So I need to live there. It's a roof over my head. And I should be nothing but freaking grateful that I even could take a shower, that I have a roof over my head, that I have food, that I have a family that is supporting the business, whether it's coming out and helping at the store or saving me time by saying, hey, I'll do the dishes. I know that you're at the store 20 hours a day, whatever the thing is. I should be grateful instead of being all high and mighty. I chose that. I chose to live there. I chose to be in that situation. I made all the choices leading up to that. So complaining doesn't serve me or anyone, which is part of why I'm trying to deliver this in a way that maybe you could connect in some situation in your life. Maybe you could see it in other people and you're able to give them a little more grace and compassion, whatever that looks like for you. I know that everybody's going to encounter these challenges. And I know for me, I have to just own my shit. I have to own my shit. I ain't perfect, figuring it out every day. I love having a podcast and a voice to express myself in this way. I don't know all the answers, but I could tell you it's fun learning. It's fun reflecting back when I could see my growth. I didn't handle things perfect this last couple of weeks, but I handled it better than I did would have 3 years ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. And it's a beautiful thing to be here, to be getting to experience this stuff, to get to grow mentally, spiritually, hopefully not physically. I've been fasting. But anyway, that's what I got for you today. Thank you for letting me kind of get that off my chest, out of my heart, into the ethers. I will just send so much love to everybody involved in all these past situations, current situations, out there in the world listening, and to all the parties involved that I'm kind of chatting about today that have impacted me in this way. And I, honestly, send them some gratitude. Thank you for being in my path so I can learn something, so that I could be a better person, so that I could set a better example, so that I can acquire tools that'll just make everything in the 3-2-1 mission more plausible. more executable. Maybe it happens faster. Maybe this has saved me a gazillion dollars I could go towards helping people because I didn't get too far along the way in the journey to where I got really hurt, or the consequences were bigger than just me being a little sad about losing my friend in this case, and someone I thought that was my friend. And yeah, I mean, it can always be so much worse, guys. It can always be so much worse. But thank you for listening to me. Thank you for letting me just kind of share my heart. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, beautiful people. And until next time.